Welcome to the podcast. This is the podcast where we play games. I'm Madeline.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Justin.
I'm Zach.
And we play games. That's it. That's all I got. Mm-hmm. Listen. I think a reintroduction is always good after a little while.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes people are like, I know that voice, but I've forgotten that name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the game master.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Herbert, interesting.
Do you have any spells or abilities that can heal or cure wounds?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
What?
Fantastic. So what would you guys like to do? You've
what?
found access to the next chamber. It looks like you're going downward, sort of following the map scriptures that Herbert Quinn Carver was able to figure out with the help of a little bit of Chronicler's Chew. Aims you in the direction of the Temple of Light's core, where you know you can sort of heal the temple or get it out of this state of rampant magic, and thereby giving you a pretty clear way to wherever the hilt of the sword is stored. You've climbed through this hole, down this ladder, and into the next chamber to get there. It's a room. It looks like a cavernous room with large square pillars that jut out of the ground in all which way, forming almost a small subterranean mountain range of these. And all around on these pillars and on the ceilings and walls are stairs going every which way in all directions, a crazy cacophony of architecture that did not take gravity into account.
Now, hold on a second, because I thought we already got the hilt, which I did pick up, by the way.
I'm sorry.
I did not leave that shit.
The metal of the actual blade is what you guys are.
Okay, cool. Because I was like, wait, what?
Correct. Wait a minute.
Correct.
Wait a second.
You're right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
So you're on this platform where the ladder lets off and you're looking at all of this terrain. What's your move? What's the play? What do you guys want to do?
Well, we got held down here and I realized that I have no idea where we're going.
How many stairs do you think are here?
Too many to count.
Really?
And like Herbert's like looking up and looking around. It's like, I don't have the time.
I mean, like we could make the time if you think it's important.
All right, let's go this way. I assume we're standing on a staircase, right?
Or on a platform, there's a staircase going down east, down south, down west, and up north.
So it's, okay. So, do you,
and which direction was it towards the core talking about?
Generally.
Three floors down and like, what was it? It's like 300 yards in a particular direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're already like, what, one floor down now?
You are one floor down from
okay.
that.
Okay. Yeah.
Where did that coin go that Herbert tossed down?
Coin?
Yeah, you remember he tossed a coin down to see if gravity was all wibbly wobbly?
Oh, it hit the platform and then rolled down the southern set of stairs.
Well, I want that back.
I want to go head that way too.
Yeah, we at least know that it's sound that way to an extent.
Okay, you want that back. Roll. You start moving down the south set of stairs, then Ezek follows after you. Roll wit.
Do good, because
I would say this place is very visually confusing and that thing went off to the side of your vision. So
while I'm rolling this, do you want to just, is Chronicler's Chew just like straight up coca leaves or what?
What do you mean by that?
Are you asking like the plant that we get coke from? Is that the Lavalin equivalent?
It's confirmed.
I got a 12.
It is.
It's a fantasy plant and not coke? Cane?
I got 12.
Coke? Cane?
You got a 12.
Yeah.
You don't see any side of that coin.
Son of a bitch.
There's no clue to where it went. Now, this, where it comes down, you guys are on another platform. You could imagine that it probably fell over the ridge, but when you look down, you just see a bunch of overlapping stairs. So,
holy fuck, we're going to die in here.
Nah. All right. The distance we travel downward, does it feel like we need to do that one more time to go down one more floor?
Yeah, you'd say that. This was about 10 feet. So,
okay. Just out of curiosity, how's my compass looking right now?
Oh, God.
Your compass seems fine. It's looking north, south, east, west. Or, sorry, it's looking
all at the same
north.
Time.
Yeah. It's indicating those properly. It's looking north, right? It's the needle is pointed north. It's sitting there wobbling. It's nothing funny going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I tell if that... There's no way I would be... Like, this is the first time I've paid attention to it since I got in the tower, I believe. Right?
Yes. Yeah. Well...
No, I don't think...
You totally tried it another time and it went... And then, like, you're like, oh, whatever.
That was in the entry hall.
The first room, yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, well, let's keep going, I guess. And it's going to head down another random set of stairs.
Cool. I mean, we have no sense of direction where to go, so fuck it. Let's keep going.
You got any ideas, Patrick?
Can I look for like any trip, any like trip wires or any steps that look like they go down though? I don't know how I would manage to know that, but I want to keep an eye out for traps because this feels like trap central.
Well, you are going down. Traps.
Huh, that's not exactly what I wanted to hear.
Well, no, you mentioned that. Yeah. So go ahead and roll wit as you're walking. I'll just keep that as a consistent score as you do this.
Thank God it's the only good one I'll roll tonight, boys. It's an 18.
Yeah. 18, okay. So for the purposes of looking for traps, we're just going to keep with a consistent 18, and that's kind of Spadefoot's role here.
Hell yeah.
I did it.
Okay. As you walk, you don't really see much. These steps, Spadefoot, are worn down thin by time and footsteps and water, just like moisture in the air.
No.
You can see there's like divots of footsteps. Where you're going, you're stepping into them as you walk.
That's
and
scan
cool. For traps. You arrive at the end of this passage. You didn't really perceive it as such at first because there's two sets of stairs that sort of come to its side. But as you meet the end of this stair step, you find yourself squashed in between two sets of stairs and facing a wall.
Ooh, I would like to discern the environment in general. Give me a fact that we haven't yet noticed about it.
Okay. Fact you haven't yet noticed about it. You sort of take a minute, Spadefoot, and scan all around, getting a wide view of this place and trying to take it all in, try and get a picture. Mm. And as you look up and around, you find a familiar point, which is that platform that the ladder led down to.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at it, and it takes your brain a minute to kind of shift into gear to see what you're looking at. But it is turned, I guess, would you say, counterclockwise. So now it's horizontal against the wall and your vision instead of vertical. Does that make sense?
Literally not at all. So Spadefoot's going to point at it and be like, there's trickery afoot.
It looks like the whole
something's happening.
And the ladder have rotated 90 degrees up against the wall it was set in. So now the ladder is running left to right instead of up and down.
Hmm.
I think we're on the ceiling, which is kind of cool.
So
maybe this is just one room and there's no passage out of it.
Let's hope not.
Okay.
Because otherwise we'll be wasting a lot of time.
That's true.
Just out of curiosity, speaking of wasting time, I think Herbert's going to try and like scoot his butt up to the wall that's most adjacent to like... would be in the same orientation as the platform that we entered on.
Okay.
And then like stick his legs up on the wall and then try and like push himself to where he stands on the wall and see if that does anything.
He'll try to walk up the wall.
Yeah.
Do you want me to hold you?
I mean, I might need a hand. Hang on.
Yeah. It takes you a minute to kind of get your footing, but Herbert is able to very slowly sort of ease his way onto that wall and then rise shakily to your feet. And you see Herbert is, the top of his head is now facing you.
Well, this is officially fucked. if we try and do this in this manner, I think that we'll get probably more lost than we wouldn't otherwise. He's like rubbing his temples and just trying to fucking think.
So, the
like,
gods
so if I'm going this way, standing where I am, you know, and he's like thinking out loud, trying to orient himself. It's like, so from like where he came down the platform, he knows the general direction of like where that should be and where the room where he found the schematics, where that should be and trying to orient his thought into it. Like, okay, so I need to go another floor down. And he's like talking out and it's like air quotes. And he points in the direction he thinks should be like where the core is supposed to be. And he's like, I wish I had a shot.
Spadefoot's eyes glaze over.
Yeah.
So the gods aren't real?
What? No. Are you okay, Isaac?
No, uh-oh. The gods are real. They're real. We've met some of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure why you jumped to that conclusion.
Yeah, that's pretty quick. Are you doing all right?
You're pretty old, so yeah, like...
throw up.
Your chances of seeing them are kind of higher than...
Do you have a bag? Don't puke.
I'll carry you.
Herbert's gonna like walk to the edge of this... quote unquote wall.
Okay.
Well, standing. We need to find the coin, right?
And I don't actually.
No, hold on. Because if we throw it down and that went down the way that we need to go, if we find the coin, we find the actual way we're supposed to go,
it
right?
It probably just rolled off some fucking ledge. And chances are that
listen,
ledge
dog,
is a
that's
deep
the only thing
drop.
I've got.
Yeah. Okay. Echo is going to, she walks up to the wall that Herbert's standing on
and she kind of like Spider-Man's up it a little bit with the black dog suit.
Like, I can give you a hand if you want.
She wants to try something, I think. Yeah, no, she holds up the hand. She takes that. She pulls up a little bit, so she's like hanging off the wall,
mm-hmm.
and she's going to stand up.
Yeah, you stand up.
Like, put her feet on the wall and just stand up. Like, now she's just standing on the wall with Herbert. That's what she's trying to do.
Yeah, that's pretty easy to accomplish.
Yeah, you're so she just Spider-Man's up and then just changes her perspective.
Yeah, so...
My goodness.
You know, like in the movies.
Is there a ledge that I can walk to, or is it just like ceiling?
This wall goes straight up, but it looks like... Sorry, I'm looking up, even though you're actually standing as forward and ahead of you. It looks like there's something right in line with your vision, like in the wall itself. Looks mm-hmm. like maybe a square inlay of some kind.
Okay. Can I gingerly go take a peek at that? Or is that like, is there any like gaps to cross?
No gaps to cross. It's a straight shot. It's like you're walking down the hallway with no walls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Roll, I'll say agility, because you're saying gingerly. I'm imagining you're watching your step here. You're essentially crossing a bridge.
What?
Yeah.
Very narrow bridge.
Let me see.
What in tarnation?
Oh, I can't anoint myself, but fuck. Let's just try it.
Well, that's not great.
Oh, good.
So that's an 8.
An 8. Okay. Yeah. You kind of go sidestepping, skirting across this bridge, and you end up fumbling about halfway through and sort of kick some loose stones off the side. And when you do, you hear like a...
Oh, God.
But you make it over to the trap door. And
where did that noise come from?
Came from over the side and to the right.
Can I
peek?
Yeah, I want to take a peek.
You see, as if you're looking down on him from a great height, you see Murdoch's charred-skinned form, his ratty prison outfit with its stripes. He's moving on a wall similar to yours, going the opposite direction. And you can see... from being hit with the rocks, he kind of is quickly peeking up and over. And as you look over, he locks eyes and sees you. And he's just, he doesn't quicken his pace or slow it. He just watches you for a moment.
Herbert gives him the finger.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Wow, that's cool.
Hey, Modox here. What's in this hole wall? Wall hole.
Let's just brush by that real quick.
Hey, Herbert. Well, he's pretty far away. Herbert,
how far away is he?
He was about 60 feet down. From your perspective, he's running towards you, right? About 60 feet down.
We've broken Madeline.
can we pull up time for a second while I look at a book?
Sure. Here, take mine.
Where did he come from?
Somewhere else in the room, man.
Where did he come from? Where did he go?
I mean, I guess I would encourage Ezek to follow their lead, whatever the fuck just happened. I mean, like...
if we're not careful, we're going to split the party in this.
Yeah. I want to make sure we keep up. I'm going to say, all right, Ezek, you're going to walk on a wall.
Oh, I thought you offered to carry me, so I was actually going to take that up, but I don't want to.
All right, piggyback ride it is.
I don't want to slow you down. I don't want to slow you down.
I don't know how gravity works in general, so we're just going to try it. He gets a ride on my shoulders! My final form!
He hops on your shoulders and kind of ties a piece of rope to his forearm. Piece of rope to his forearm, so he's not strangling you, but he's got one hand free.
I mean, I guess technically you could just have a hand on an antler.
It's gonna be great for your
for my
being
brain,
able to look around.
Migraine,
yeah,
I don't think it's for your pores.
My pores? I have to learn more?
No. No. Okay, Herbert, you get to this little hole. Yeah,
you
approach it, and it looks like there's an iron slit, like in the wood metal, the white wood metal. And there's a little handle, like an ornate curled piece of like rebar, almost like a square that's been twisted, and it's just resting. There's a hatch here.
Oh, can I take a peek in it?
Yeah, open it up a little bit, look in. This room is more illuminated. It doesn't appear to have anywhere for you to like land on, or you know, like a platform or anything. It just seems to be like a hexagonal shaped room that goes straight down. And you can see there's like really beautiful windows, like stained glass windows on each of the sides. And down below, you can see greenery.
Well, this looks more interesting. Well, maybe safer. I don't know. Echo!
She's still up top. She's watching Murdoch. And
shoot her!
she could see him down there. She's,
Wouldn't it be great if you shot an arrow and it just like turned around in the air and came back to you?
Killed me.
Yeah. No, it just went right back in the bow.
I'm going to mark Murdoch.
Okay.
That's smart.
There you go.
He is marked. So now.
Track him.
I can track him. I make any attempts to track this fool.
Which is probably going to be super easy in this place.
Yeah. Easy peasy. Yeah. Oh, he's on the ceiling.
That I'm wondering if I have time to do. I'm wondering if I have three actions worth of time to do something.
You've got plenty of time. You're on a big bridge that goes into the over to the hatch. I mean, you're with Herbert. There's nobody. There's nothing going on.
So I have a line of sight on Murdoch.
Yeah.
And he's 60 feet down.
Yes. He's fastly approaching you.
Oh, wow. Let's.
I mean, he's fastly. He'll be parallel to you. He'll be way down there still. But he's getting close to being like next to you, essentially.
So what this looks like is not what it normally looks like. This isn't like a ritual. She's not doing anything. She's just staring at him, at Murdoch, and like the ground shaking a little bit because she's casting river
here.
Yes. Oh, my God. This is the one place.
That's crazy, bro.
Well,
it was nice knowing you.
Yeah.
I shake hands with Ezek. And
tune in next week when we roll new characters.
East to west. Focal point is on Murdoch.
Herbert, Echo has made the decision that you need to go in this hatch. you know this.
What? She says that. Get in the hatch.
You know this.
Is there anywhere to go in the hatch?
I mean, it's a big open room with like a meadow in it or some shit.
Oh, cool.
It's like a 250-foot drop.
Yeah.
What? Wait a second. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can see the water is starting to crack all over the room and dripping through these little holes in the wood metal.
So I think the first thing that he's going to do is like whip out some rope if I still have any. I don't remember if I still have any. I'm going to say I do.
Okay.
And then like tie it to the handle as best you can and then like drop the rope down the hole. Does it just go straight down?
Well, how long is the rope? Oh, yes. 50
foot.
It goes straight down 50 feet.
Okay, cool. All right. Fuck. All right. And then I think Herbert will try and like with the hatch open, right? Oh, it'll be so bad if like Herbert's hanging on one end of the rope and you guys aren't able to open the hatch.
Yeah, the hatch opens up away from you.
Yeah.
So you need an anchor point other than this handle.
Yeah.
I mean,
can I make a wit check to like see if I find anything else besides just like flat surfaces?
Go for it. Roll wit.
Okay.
I very much doubt it. Madeline's giving me looks over here.
I can't fucking believe you.
Okay, why are you
endangered our son, Ezek.
I did.
15.
By bringing him here in the first place. Fair.
There is something peculiar.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to be pretty good at making knots to make this work. So okay. I think it's a good thing that you're the one seeing this, Herbert. You can see there's been some sort of blast or magical missile that's gone through a stair step probably about 15 feet away from you that is catches its corner. And basically there's a hole that goes straight through it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can tie a rope onto that through that hole, then that would hold, you know, that about 15 feet away from you.
Shoot.
We're going to put a pin in that little problem.
Yeah.
I'm going to mark our little everybody dies by drowning clock up. Murdoch stops in his tracks.
Oh, I know that magic well now, witch. We'll see if it works on me again before I get to your throat.
And he starts scrambling up a set of stairs. It looks like it's although it's angled, it goes towards you, more towards you.
Yeah.
And he's like kind of walking on his hands and knees, but he's climbing upwards somehow.
Yeah.
I brought my water wings this time.
Pulls out a floaty.
Spadefoot.
I'll get this fun noodle.
What are you doing? You've climbed up onto the wall and stood up. You've successfully done that.
I'm going to go to wherever the fuck Herbert is. Yeah. What's happening here?
Okay, you sprint over to Herbert.
Fuck.
Sprint over to Herbert with Echo. Or Echo. With Echo on your back. With Ezek on your back.
All 6 feet of her.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Question. If this place floods, does that mean all the water's going to go into this room, right?
Yes.
I guess we left our brains at home today. What's happening?
Taking action. Taking action.
Oh, my God.
Like a boss. Like a pro.
Wait, how does the hatch open?
The hatch opens away from you. The handle is towards you if it's closed. So Herbert has to get...
Hold on. There's only one way you can do this. If I open up the hatch, am I opening like this? Or is it opening down?
You're opening away from you, down. No.
Well, that's great.
It's on this side, but it's opening away from you. So it actually pushes the handle away from you. You can't use the handle as an anchor. You could, Herbert.
You could, but like,
but it would close the hatch, right?
Yeah. So like, if any amount of pressure, it's just going to like close that door, and you would have that weight preventing.
I can feather fall.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we will have to close the hatch. So somebody will have to be attached to a rope to initially close it so it doesn't flood. Okay. We have to make sure you get inside in time.
Mm-hmm.
And you say all this as this is all happening?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're just saying this as you run, the full plan, and they're all shaking their heads in agreement, and you know that they understand every single part of it?
Yep.
That's great. And so that takes about an hour and a half.
No, can't be drowned.
Okay. Well, where Echo is like just a little off from what's happening. She's eyes on Murdoch.
Mm-hmm.
So she's listening, but like
I'm going to point at Echo and say, I was mad about the water, but now I get it. Still a little mad, but I get it.
He comes over the ledge. He's like shaking and flexing at you.
Flicker down 250 feet.
I can do something. Where is he now in relation to us?
He's 10 feet away from you, Echo. You're separating him
here
from the group.
Like, he's here.
I need to do something, so give me a moment. All right. How big is this hole?
Like, with the hatch on it?
No, the hole that you were described that had, like, a magic missile go through it or something like that.
Mug-sized.
Mug-sized?
Yes.
So, like, 5 inches across or something like that?
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
Okay. How long would you say your standard pinion is?
How long?
8 inches. Or we're talking about an iron pinion.
We're talking about an iron pinion.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it could fit in there.
Okay. What Herbert's going to do is he's going to tie a pretty decent knot to the middle of the pinion.
Okay.
Right? And then feed the pinion through, turn it to its side so it locks in place.
Oh.
Herbert doesn't use an unnecessary amount of rope.
Right.
And then, like, throws that down and starts climbing down the rope.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
At this point, at the very bottom of this entire chamber, or I guess the right side of it, who knows anymore, a massive, solid chunk of this wood metal comes ripping out of the wall, and along with it, a green-hued geyser of water, thick. A full river is launching its way into this chamber, and it will soon rise to your position and kill you instantly. So,
instantly upon contact,
Herbert, you've
you ever seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit? That's the dip.
That's it. Holy shit,
Herbert, you've kind of done your thing. Spadefoot, what are we doing here?
Question.
Yeah,
I'm wearing a mirror cloak, so I'm wearing a reflective cloak. Would you count that as a mirror? I know it's called mirror cloak, but would you count that as a mirror?
Is the properties of it just having a mirror on it?
It reflects spells.
I know what that's made out of. I would say yes. I would say it does count as a mirror.
I'm going to toss it down the hole and hope that it lands open enough that we can at least crawl out of it.
The trick is it perfectly reflects you. That's why I'm
saying. Yes.
It's not
even
like a palm.
Even if there is, I'm going to throw it down the hole, and even if there's like a palm size flatness to it, I can do this spell.
Dope.
Okay, so here's what you do. You Herbert, you're already climbing down, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're like maybe 10 feet down the rope at this point. You see Spadefoot come to the edge of the hole, take this cloak off of himself and go into the hole, and it gets about 5 feet down and then kind of folds out and starts slowly drifting down the hole. Side to side, because it's a big sheet.
Huh, I was expecting it to fall faster. I believe I made a mistake.
It'll be there in about a minute and a half.
Okay.
Meanwhile, on the bridge wall, locked eyes, Echo and Murdoch, 10 feet away from each other. You got very little time before the river meets you. What do you want to do here, Echo? I'm going to give you first draw here because he just climbed up onto the bridge wall.
Okay. My main goal is to slow him down.
Okay.
If I kill him, then that works out. But I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Or if I just, hurt him a little bit, that's fine too. I've got a few options here. I'm weighing,
He's holding back like he's about to cast testicular torsion on this guy.
What the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
Testicular torsion. Okay, so I have two actions, right?
You have two actions.
I am going to...
Have you considered just giving up? It only costs one action.
Do you feel
really?
A hero?
Show me what you're made of, witch.
I think the answer here is we're just gonna have to fight for a second.
Okay.
She's going to cast Shatter on him.
Okay.
Sure. That's not the best play because he's very strong, but he needs to make a might save.
I need to make a might save.
Come on, now.
Or what? Or what? 12.
He's failed.
He exploded.
So he takes.
His bone's done.
8 damage.
8 points of damage Murdoch's way. That's hilarious, bro.
It's just centers it like right in front of his chest. So like you just would see that right in front of him. Yeah.
Sorry, just anime staring Patrick real fast.
Oh, but that, like, she's open-handed right now, like bows on her back. She wasn't ready to fight, you know?
Okay.
So the bow is in her hand now, like not forget me not, but like her bow.
Okay.
And she's going to fire a shot.
Okay.
At advantage because he's marked.
And then you should totally run over where we are so we don't. Oh, good.
Well, one's an at one. The other is an 8.
Oh.
I see what you did there.
It's a very good number.
That's tough.
Sideways infinity, if you look at it that way.
So, yeah. Goes forever.
Does an 8 hit?
The 8 just sort of sways past his head.
And then Vindicator kicks in, so she fires another one.
Okay.
And that's a 15.
A 15 hits.
Nice.
I have some damage.
I guess you may.
The second one whistles through the air and just sinks into his shoulder. Yeah. He doesn't move.
One damage. One on a d6.
Okay. I understand you now.
And he starts taking some cautious steps towards you, like one foot forward. And you see him dig underneath his armpit, like behind his back, pull out what I can only describe as like a twisted piece of metal with a leather handle.
You don't have to describe it that way.
Yeah, you could describe it another way.
Alternatively, yeah, sure. He pulls out a fucking shank and he's creeping towards you.
Oh, I'm going to get the organs. I'm going to get you good. Oh, this will be your last day.
So he's
lost it, dude.
Yeah.
He has moved up to you. He's in your face. He's going to try to stab you multiple times.
And they, how far behind me are these guys?
Oh, probably about 40 feet.
Okay. So I think, you know, yeah, she'll...
She skitters.
She doesn't skitter yet, no.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're going to have to be the one that closes the door.
She's like...
Actually, I need her pocket mirror.
No, okay.
By the way, we're
working on it.
Movement's not an action, right?
No,
it's a movement.
She doesn't.
It's been a while. Great. He's going to stab you twice.
Okay.
Okay, the first one's looking like a 12.
No.
Second's a 16.
Shit. Hold on. I'll tell you.
You don't even know what your defense is anymore.
I can't fucking remember. That does hit.
He very quickly kind of throws his left arm around your back and he brings the knife into your stomach multiple times. You're able to catch the first few. You grabbed his forearm and you can feel the knife scraping along your stomach. And then it slides across your forearm and he stabs you 3 times in the stomach.
That was from one attack roll?
That was from 3 hits. Attack roll.
Wow.
That's too many dice, Zach. You rolled too many dice there.
Two dice? No.
Yeah, I think you rolled too many.
Not for how he works. Sorry, I hate to break it to you. That's 5, 6, 7 points of damage as you
Patrick,
are brutally stabbed
up
multiple times in the stomach.
Just imagine it like that goes down, and this isn't an action. She's not hurting him. She like just like digs her forearm into his bridge of his nose, and, like pushes his head back, and then. As a reaction, she flickers 20 feet away out of his grasp towards them.
Hey!
That's it. That's all you get from him. Okay, you're there. As a group unit, what's our next moves here?
Spadefoot's going to yell to Echo, I need your pocket mirror right now.
I mean, I think that if we're not in like initiative, I would say she just like tosses it to Spadefoot.
Oh my, you toss it?
Yeah.
You toss the mirror to me?
Yeah. All right, if 8 foot, roll it's agility.
Hold on. It's a folding mirror. It is closed. It's a compact.
She's 20 feet away. It's a good move.
Okay.
Roll agility.
Roll agility. 9.
That's great. That's fine. She tosses it to you. It arcs through the air. You guys know each other.
This isn't superhero shit. This is throwing the ball back and
forth.
Listen.
If you were to throw that to me, I would drop it. It would be gone. It would slip through the fabric of the world.
You're Spadefoot, one of the greatest swordsmen who has ever lived. You catch it in both palms effortlessly. What now?
I'm sweating just from that. I'm going to open it up.
Okay.
Can I see my reflection in it?
You can see your reflection in it.
Fantastic. I'm going to use the one spell that I have been waiting to use for a very long time. Oh, glance down at the cloak. Is it on the ground yet?
The cloak has very gently laid down on the grass below. Yeah.
Cha-ching! I'm going to use Mirror Stride, so it costs 2 mana.
Incredible.
I fucked up.
What, it only works on mirrors that you can walk through?
No. No, no, no. I can squish my fucking weird-ass body through here.
Oh, that's
weird. It has a range of 50 feet. So either way, no matter what I do, I have to jump down this hole.
No, no, no. Mirror Stride works internationally. Really? 50 feet of casting. You have to be 50 feet within a mirror. Ooh. You're fine. Yeah, or else it'd be literally useless.
Okay, cool.
The second mirror can be wherever the fuck.
I just bad had a heart attack.
No, you're totally fine.
Yeah, I'm going to cast Mirror Stride.
Amazing, amazing.
And I'm going to put this pocket mirror down on the ground. First off, only works on the four of us.
Okay.
So
if Murdoch tries to, he cannot follow.
That's cool.
It is just a mirror to him. I know that you're already climbing on the rope.
Yeah.
So.
It's fine. Don't worry about me.
Okay. I'll cast it on you anyways in case something weird happens and we need to do it anyways.
Yeah.
I'm going to point at Ezek. I'm going to say, in the mirror. No explanation.
He kind of like touches a toe to it and it's just
yeah. Sucks him up.
Pops up on the ground.
Yeah. Having a picnic on the mirror cloak in an ancient ruin. Okay. Ezek's gone. He passed away.
He has passed away.
And then I'm going to look at Echo. I'm going to say, all you have to do is touch the mirror.
Okay.
Before Murdoch catches you.
And I'm going to set it on the ground and I'm going to touch the mirror and go,
yep. All right, mm-hmm. So now I'm alone up here.
You're alone up here.
You still have to close the hatch.
Yes.
Oh, fuck me. Okay, wait a second.
Nope, it's already happened.
All right.
You did that. It's up to Echo now.
That's fine. I still have a plan if we don't close the hatch.
Okay, so is it me now?
It's you. Echo, I think that this is going to come down to an agility check. If your plan is to close this hatch and then get through the mirror before
that's not my plan.
Okay.
It's there if you need it.
Her plan, she says, okay, and Spadefoot goes.
Yeah.
And she turns and looks at Murdoch.
Okay.
And, you know, there's that moment where it hangs.
Yeah.
I assume he's pissed. She, I'm making a plan here.
Hmm.
Okay. So the bound bow still in her hand, she is going to fire a snare arrow at Murdoch.
Okay. Okay.
That's
a pretty good idea.
Hit roll. And
that's advantage. A pretty solid idea.
15.
15 hits. Color me impressed.
Nice.
Odd.
It soars through the air and goes right through his thigh and down into the ground and chunks in. And you can see this sort of weird mechanical anchor sink its teeth into the wood metal.
Nice.
And he's stuck on this arrow.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, tricky.
And she spits at him.
That's fair.
But it's bloody. Yeah. She, because I mean, you got to think there's right. Blood in her mouth right now. She's been there stabbed is. 3 times.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And she turns around and scrambles towards the mirror, which is just a few feet away, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She gets to the mirror and she closes it and grabs it and puts it in her pocket.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's going to take the snake dagger.
Okay.
And she's going to launch it out, wrap it around the handle of the hatch.
Okay, roll. I'm gonna say make an attack roll, like a range attack roll. Nice. Thanks a lot. Appreciate
14?
It. 14. You do so. It's effortless. And it's
like on there. She like pulls to test it and it's on there good.
It's on there good.
She jumps down the hole and just holds on.
Oh,
there we go.
Okay. It swings across and you slam into this room, still holding atop this snake dagger. With the hatch now closed, and you're hanging next to Herbert, and you can see way down below where Spadefoot and Ezek, and above you, almost instantly, this huge roar of water. You can hear this like groaning to the wood metal above you, and a few drops escape, and then things go still.
So, in interest of fairness, the snake dagger is lost.
Has to be shattered.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
It was shattered in that the door closed on it and destroyed it.
Yeah.
I would imagine that rope is probably pretty well damaged too.
And which means
that amount of
Echo
pressure on it
is
sheer point
falling.
You're now falling. Herbert, your rope is starting to cut.
Herbert kicks off his boots.
Okay. Psychotic move, but I support it.
Kicks off.
They hit me in the face going 100 miles per hour and I'm knocked out.
Well, number one, you know, he doesn't like shoes anyway. He kicks off his boots and as they're falling, he's like frantically looking up at the rope ahead of him and he could see like the drips of water coming through the hatch and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's like, that's not good. And like, you know, like he has done times and times before, you know, in his former life, he's going to wrap part of the rope around one of his legs so he can kind of like anchor and hold on with one hand. And once the boots land on the ground or on Ezek or Space or whoever happens to be down there, he's going to reach into his bag, pull out the shuffle rod and shuffle him in the boot.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. And so now there's just like a boot up there and Herbert's on the ground.
Do it with you guys today, dude. Ugh.
Last week was great too, man.
So I've only got one more use on that thing.
That's amazing. Doesn't solve Echo's plummeting problem. Echo, you're falling. What do you want to do about that?
Well, I'd say I'm falling from probably like 20 feet or so below the hatch.
Yes. So, you know, 230 feet.
200 feet or so, we'll say. Yeah. We'll just estimate.
What's your play?
I mean, after she falls for just a second, I would say around 100 feet, she missed.
Oh.
Fair.
I always forget she has that. I always forget.
But what that looks like is that she falls and then like goes out into the cloud and it just keeps moving down. And then like as it gets to the bottom, it just recollects into Echo.
Okay, cool. Because I really don't want to aspirate Echo.
Yeah.
You all four have safely arrived in this space. Congratulations. I'm honestly fucking shocked.
I'm going to put my cloak back on.
Put your cloak back on. That's amazing.
Herbert collects his boot once it falls.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow, that was pretty fun, right? That's what fun is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yes, not dying.
Where does it feel like we are in relation to where we're supposed to be going?
Feels like you merely go down the hall.
There's a hall?
Yes.
What's up with these stained glass windows? What are they depicting? Are they just like colorful and that's about it?
So what we're seeing in this space is he's sort of like abstracted this hexagonal chamber has windows on each of its sides or stained glass windows. They seem more or less abstracted, like pieces of stained glass of different colors, each sort of jagged or rounded on one end or another, stuck together haphazard. But there is real sunlight coming through, and this area is bathed in a beautiful, colorful light. You find yourself in what seems to be sort of like a courtyard area with these old stone arches all around you, a fountain that's long dried up and covered in ivy, and this wild growth of clovers and what look to be like thin, tall roses. Just beyond you to the south is a 30-foot wide arched ceilinged tunnel, and it looks like there's other tunnels that go through it to the left and right as you travel down it.
Huh.
Almost like a big grid. Spadefoot, roll wit for me, please.
Oof. 18.
18. Spadefoot, with your sage senses, you're able to see something they do not at first. There are these sort of divots of footwork, just like what you saw on the stairs, that go all throughout this grid in a straight line, just down it in every which way, this grid of tunnels.
Hmm. I want to discern this environment and see if there and a fact that we have yet to notice. A
fact you haven't yet to notice.
Just something, you know.
All throughout the greenery, you can push little sprigs of spring onion aside and little ferns, and you can spot under your hooves there are like weapons, old archaic weapons of combat scattered all throughout this sort of courtyard, this wild courtyard. Old rusted swords and whatnot.
I'll point it out to the rest of them and say, this is either another test, like upstairs, or a lot of people died here and lost their weapons.
Hmm. Yeah, Herbert's going to like look at these and like try and gauge how they were damaged, first of all, or if it's just like discarded and rusted over with time. Or if they've been like in combat and dropped.
Okay.
That's a great question.
Roll wit.
Yeah. Come on, big money.
Do good.
Hey, hell yeah. That's a net, not net, dirty 20.
Yeah.
Okay. Some of these have been just thrown by the wayside,
mm-hmm.
and others have been broken, like shattered against some sort of structure or shield and have been shattered. You take the sort of sense that some of these wielders of these weapons had accomplished different levels of success against a certain opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them got killed before they were even able to use a blade, but all of these guys came down here to fight something, and that something sundered most of the weaponry.
Mm. Well, this is bad.
Huh. Well,
looks like we're geared up for a fight.
And there's things on a grid here, maybe. You can tell by wearing and tearing of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably not good. You're right.
It's a bit of a maze.
I'm going to look around for anything that would trigger an assailant of some sort.
Trigger an assailant of some sort.
I don't know. I'm looking for, like, you know, when you're playing like The Legend of Zelda, mm-hmm. and like you walk into the big room and you're like, this is a boss battle. And you know what triggers when you like get so far past the door. Like, I guess just like something that's like, this is, you're here.
She's
now.
Looking for the cutscene.
I'm looking for the cutscene. Can you tell me when that starts to play?
Spadefoot, the notorious Zelda fanatic.
But I mean, like, you know, like, it's the same thing when you walk into a church.
Yeah.
It's like once you get into that main congregation room, you're like
in the Lord's house and you're trapped forever because
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's that one.
When does that holy water hit?
Okay. So you're on the right track here. Roll wit for me, please. And you've seen all you can from this vantage point. So I'm going to assume that you're moving up to the tunnel to look.
Well, judging by a roll, I think he just stays where he is. 4.
No. He goes.
And then he triggers it.
You move your way up. You move your way up to the lip of the tunnel and take a look out over it. You see, just above you, there's countless little golden bells on wires, but you have no idea how they're triggered. They're like in a recess along each arc.
They're triggered by me wildly flailing a stick through them.
Oh my fucking god! I'm gonna point to the bells and I'm gonna look over at Echo. I'm gonna say, "Do you feel Murdoch at all bouncing around in the water up there?"
When you turn to Echo, she's like got her shirt pulled up and she's like cauterizing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, we both got stabbed in the abdomen today.
Oh.
Twins.
Do you guys need some health? Maybe a cast bless?
No, not yet.
Twinning.
I do only have 1 mana left. 6 stamina and 37 hit points.
Okay.
Save your energy for now.
Well, better to have your health up so that way if we're in combat, then I don't have to... You know, spend my time healing.
Yeah.
All right. Herbert like sees that going on. He's like, all right, no, can't have that. And he's going to go over and use 1 blessed eye on you.
Okay.
Patrick. Hey, 8.
Nice.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, you got everything back.
Everything
from what he took. Yeah. From what he took. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'm back at full.
Don't.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. I was just a little hurt. When we got into the fight with Murdoch, I was like, she had a headache or something, I guess.
Bruise.
Wow, that's funny. I wonder how she got hurt just a little bit like that.
I don't know. Stumbling around. I mean, look where the fuck we are.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. What do you guys want to do?
Well, she says, thank you.
Yeah. Won't be able to do a lot more of that until we get a decent rest. But I don't know how much rest we'll be able to find here.
But,
To answer your question, do we have any mana potions? How we doing on mana potions? I have
no idea.
I have 1 greater.
Mm. Okay. Well, if push comes to shove, he can.
Lester's right.
Yeah.
You know what? We're going to do that real quick. I'm going to hand that potion to her.
Well, how much mana does everybody have out of how many points?
I have currently 11 mana.
How many do you have, Justin?
5.
Okay.
Do we just want to Lester's right this potion?
Listen,
we can.
I mean, the thing is, I don't want us to get through here and need it, obviously, but then just like, I don't know. I don't want to like find a place to rest and then waste it because obviously we don't have a lot of resources here.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for now, then Echo's going to answer your question. She goes, if you give me a moment, I can see what's going on. So
she opens her eyes really big.
I'm going to, this is obviously like, a built place, right?
I suppose so.
Built with nature, like almost in conjunction. So that's the vibe I'm getting, is that it's like less so that we built this and more that we worked with this tree to live here. So this would qualify as a place of great power, right?
Yeah.
Or import.
I would say mm-hmm. that.
So she just takes a spot somewhere like in this meadow mm-hmm. and is going to cast Amalgamate.
Okay. Oh.
It takes 10 actions. So
Jesus. And then we get attacked.
Yeah. That's what, a minute? 10 actions, about a minute.
A minute, yeah. Okay.
I'm going to keep an eye out while she does that. Just covering her.
Herbert's shuffling through all the weapons and just kind of like poking through and see if he finds anything useful.
Okay, why don't you roll wit? And we'll hold that for a second while we talk with Echo. You feel your consciousness span out, root itself in the structure once more, and you're able to see all these shifting hallways, some rotating, some turning up and down, some moving up and down like elevators, and this network, this vast network of a maze this structure is. And you do feel out for Murdoch. I'm assuming that's who you're looking for here.
Yeah, I think she's looking specifically for him, but also just anything else, like any other living being nearby is something we need to be aware of.
Yeah.
So a number of things you sense. You feel as though Murdoch is very hurt and has washed ashore on some other set of steps.
Well, I just keep fucking doing this to him, don't I?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are statues that line his hallway. You can feel him writhing around. You feel two very familiar figures. You would wager that they're Azontica and Arlo, who are encamped in some sort of dome-like structure.
So they're here.
They're here. They're inside.
Okay.
There's
That's news.
A yeah. small gang of other people that you don't recognize, you can't really sense out. Maybe the bond is not as strong with them, encamped somewhere at the very far corner of this place. Most importantly, you can feel the presence of the little blue-shoed gnome somewhere like just around you in a wall.
Weird. In the wall, huh?
I bet he's the one who triggers it.
And then finally, there is that, I assumed you would expect this, some sort of life force that's stepping in and around this grid, this maze of tunnels that lies just ahead of you out of the courtyard. They're just pacing back and forth slowly. It feels like they have three legs or maybe a proboscis that's sort of sticking out front of them that's sliding along the floor. Could be a staff.
That's nasty.
That's it. That's the only life here other than the wayward spot of greenery like you're found yourself in here now.
She relays all of that. She does say, like, Arlo and Azontica are in the castle somewhere.
Well, that's good.
I'm not 100% sure where, but they are here.
Yeah. That's enough to give, like, Herbert a moment of pause.
Yep.
At least they're together.
That's safer than being stranded.
Mm-hmm.
And Murdoch is, could I tell, like, he got washed away further away?
Down some kind of corridor. He's very far away from you at this point.
Murdoch was washed away. He is injured, but on the orb.
So you still have markup then?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. So I don't know exactly where he is, but like if we're tracking him, I can make those checks at advantage. She relays there is something ahead.
Of course there is.
Some kind of challenge. And our friend from before, the gnome, is around. Other than that, I'm not sure.
We didn't have a name for him, right?
No.
Blue shoes. We'll call him Elvis.
There we go.
Don't step on his blue sweet shoes. Anyways, bad jokes.
Hilarious.
No.
I found it hilarious. I love it.
Ha.
Gold star.
Ooh.
So, obviously, we're probably going to have to fight something. Or maybe we could sneak by it. I mean, it's not likely with bells everywhere, but, you know, we could try.
Yeah.
So, I can't see anything in that room, right? Like, in this grid?
The grid-like room? You could certainly, I mean, it's just basically almost like strip mining in Minecraft.
There's
one long hall, and then there's these halls on the left and right that are obviously connected. They go through your main hall. Oh, you sensed it with your amalgamate, but it just, like I said, seemed like some sort of weird three-legged figure. You don't recognize it.
Now, the cool thing about amalgamate is it lasts for an hour.
Okay.
So
you can tell where this thing is. Yeah.
I can sense where it is right now.
That's great.
Maybe we can skitter around it.
Maybe. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe we sneak.
Want to try? How's Ezek doing? Is he crying?
Ezek seems kind of lost in thought for a second. He's just looking around and kind of smelling the air.
You recognize something here?
Think so. I think I feel something here. I'll have to get closer to it to really tell you anything.
Is it coming from the direction of the halls, perhaps?
The halls, yeah.
That's probably not good.
Probably not.
Herbert, what'd you get for your witch hat?
I rolled a 12.
A 12.
Yeah, not the best.
You find some wind there.
You find two things of use. Oh, three things, I'm sorry. One, you find 5 broadhead arrows made out of steel.
Nice.
Ooh.
That might be useful for Echo. You find.
I think he like picks them up and just like tosses them over to Echo in a bundle.
Nice.
They clatter to the ground in front of her because her eyes are closed because she's still listening.
Yeah.
You find a decrepit belt. It would be useless now, but it holds 6 onyx throwing knives.
Oh, that's cool.
Fuck yeah.
Too bad I don't have range.
Ooh.
Fucking balmy.
Tosses them over to Echo.
The last thing is a hand hammer.
Yeah.
That has like a golden chain that's dangling from its shaft.
Mm.
It looks pretty wieldy. It looks like it has some sort of like primordial rune emblazoned on the side. You recognize it to just mean fire.
Hell yeah.
It says Zex.
Yeah. If I have another moment longer, I'd like to take a little closer look at that hammer.
Sure.
Do it.
Yeah.
Why don't you roll Will? What exactly are you doing to find out more about it?
I mean, number one, having poured through all the tomes that I have before, especially like the scrolls of Elpo and so on and so forth, see if I recognize this rune at all, any connotations that I could pull off of this, and the overall quality of the weapon as well.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I guess I'll roll Will to figure out kind of properties of this.
I think that's another wit roll, right? Because you're kind of tapping into your actual knowledge.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do that. Yeah. I'll examine it and then I'll feel it out afterwards.
Okay. Yeah. We can do that too.
All right. Not great on the wit checks. That's only a 9.
There's something else missing.
Yeah.
But you recognize it sort of from these recent manuscripts that you've named. You think it means like source fire.
Shut up.
Like the fire.
Bro.
You know, for the Lunalaeorians and Moon Elves. But there's some part of that inscription that you're not understanding.
So what I'm missing probably is the other hammer because it's hammer chucks.
Right.
You could probably ask Ezek.
I probably could.
Fuck would he do that? They're hammer chucks.
Yeah. I know it.
We know they're hammer chucks, but what the rune means.
And now I'm going to kind of like feel it out. And the way he's feeling it out is like, obviously he's like holding it and hefting it and using it like as he would
licking
like a hammer.
Yeah. Smelling it.
Yeah. Okay. How does it taste?
Like dirt.
So,
dirt and rust.
Like gold.
It doesn't taste good. I got a 4 on that wheel check.
Ooh.
Only thing you're really able to figure out is that it holds the same sort of heft to it as a lot of dwarven stuff does, but made with worse metal.
Yeah.
So it's a lot heavier.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'll kind of like show Exit and is like, does this look familiar to you at all?
I'm actually going to have him roll a wit check for that. In particular, it's a natural 20.
Oh, okay.
He knows.
Come on, my boy.
His cousin made this.
I know that symbol.
In shop class.
I know that symbol. A far cousin of mine brought back news of this and wrote it in the dirt. It was a rune, a sort of runic magic people were using a long, long, long time ago. In particular, it was made with the purpose of fighting against source fire. In those days, there were some conflicts with us and others, but it never gathered enough power and won't really do anything. It won't really have any sort of effect. Runic work was based off of belief alone in the rune, and this never garnered enough power to do anything. It's very pretty though, and a good hammer, but the symbol does nothing. It may do something, but if so, it's quite weakened. Sorry, to be clear, this means to destroy source fire.
Okay.
Wow, that's dangerous.
Well, that's fun, and I think Herbert just he hangs on to it.
Oh yeah.
He's gonna hang it off his belt.
Okay.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So you fall over to one side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just write down anti-source fire hammer.
Yes.
Attitude adjuster.
Moon elf fucker. Okay, cool.
Moon elf murderer.
I mean, that's exactly what it is.
Okay. So, So this is a Minotaur of Crete scenario, right?
Absolutely.
This is, yeah. We're going into the labyrinth to try to sneak past this fucking thing. Mm-hmm.
But you know where it is, at least. Honestly, that hammer is a fucking game changer if we get it to work.
Yeah. If we can figure out how to make it stronger.
Well, if it's tied to, like, belief somehow.
Then we just say we believe and we clap our hands.
It's currently in the hand of a zealot. So I imagine to a certain extent, I could probably, like, channel some of that.
Hmm.
Yeah. Very cool.
Okay.
All right.
Interesting idea.
We'll find out. I'm going to swing it at shit and see if it does anything.
Do we want to try to sneak around this creature?
I think it's the wise decision. I don't think trying to fight it. I think that whatever is on the other side there, based off everything I'm hearing, I don't want to fight it if we can avoid it, because I think it is related to Morgul.
Oh.
Well. It's probably like that creepy cricket thing we
found. Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. It could be very similar.
Did we tell Spadefoot about that cricket?
No, that was out of character.
Okay.
Spadefoot has no idea anything about that. That's just me drawing my red strings together.
Fun.
So, yes.
Well, Echo does say, I think that whatever it is probably similar to the creature that we encountered in the Coral Tower.
The ox?
It was a cave cricket, right?
Yeah.
That was specifically how you described it.
Yeah.
The giant cricket creature.
Oh, yeah. Nasty. Yeah.
It was.
Ugh. Ezek says, I hope you are wrong. I do not want to face that again.
Well, we just have to be good, right? And be quiet. We're pretty good at sneaking, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do it. Let's try it.
Yeah, let's try to skitter out.
Okay. Who's sort of leading the pack here?
It would definitely be Echo, because she knows where the creature is.
Yes.
Right.
So we are going to try to, I say, single file. Legit, I would say the best way to do this is single file, like right hand to right shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody stay together and let's just move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, in Herbert's case, he can do like right hip or something.
Mm-hmm.
Belt.
Yep. Hold on to my belt loop, son.
Yep.
Good idea. We have already lost one to these halls.
Yes.
Okay. You start to move.
No.
Roll whip for me, please, Echo.
Oh, God. Okay.
Use that brain. You this got is my time. Body.
Wit is not my highest stat, but it's not my lowest. 16.
Hey, that's not bad.
16 is great.
And the unfortunate thing is y'all cannot help me because you can't.
No way we can help you.
Nope.
Okay.
I wasn't going to anyway.
No.
Nerd.
Fuck you.
That wit check was for two things, Echo. Your ability to lead a group in a calculated fashion while maintaining focus on this thing's presence psychically, and to sort of range ahead and find out what's going on around these tunnels. So the first thing is, you know, it's pretty fast. You move in with them in a line behind you, and you get about, I'd say, 10 feet in, right where it would turn left and right and keep going straight, right? Your first intersection. And you see this, like, glint off the sconch light of a thin piece of silk or transparent wire that runs at an angle right across. And as you spot it for the first time, now you're able to trace it up through a ring up to the ceilings, and you see where it spans out along the bells holding them. And now that you've noticed one, you see them everywhere, just almost at every intersection, God. And sometimes crossing the middle. It is a network, like a spider web, right about a foot off the floor at an even angle. The other thing is, you're able to get a read on this thing's pattern. It seems to span around the larger section first, go inward until it reaches the center, and then span out in the opposite direction.
You mean like balloons?
Just like balloons. TD6. For any balloons poppers out there. Monkey gang. I can't believe that.
I noticed that. I hate this.
This is not a deliberate balloons reference. So actually, Madeline is more egregious here for making the connection. We will share this shame.
I hate my life.
Are you talking about like that balloon popping where you shoot an arrow?
Yes.
That's right, Justin.
I haven't thought about that shit in ages.
I don't know why. I don't know why I was like, that's it.
I missed it in middle school, so.
Yeah. Had to do it. Yeah. Had to get it.
Had to do it in my early 30s.
Like,
either way, it seems like going in a more or less straight line would do the trick. You can cut across its path as it's going inward or outward. And I would say you get about a quarter through the maze.
Okay.
If you're just carefully stepping over these, unless you guys have a better strategy.
Nope. That sounds great to me.
Set it all on fire.
That's actually a really good idea. Okay. You're moving very slowly and quietly through these halls, following Echo's guidance. You're able to step over the strings. Actually, before we move on, let me find out if that's true or not.
God.
I think Echo's pretty much in the clear because she's got a high enough wit roll before to keep seeing this.
And I do want it to be known, like, she did give the, like, the hand signals, like, stop, eyes, look, you know, at the... Because she's not making a single fucking noise.
Absolutely not.
Spadefoot, you're very far away from your trap-seeking roll of the 18 at this point, so let's have both Spadefoot and Herbert. I'm going to have them roll agility, actually, for more of a slinking 3D.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Herbert's legs are only, like, 2 feet long anyway,
I'm a literal fucking goat. Yeah. And I would...
But you're taller.
Hmm.
It doesn't really matter with what I rolled.
Don't you have fleet of foot? Roll with advantage, Spadefoot.
My first roll was a one. Woo!
How'd you do?
I got a 16.
Okay, I got an 18.
Wow, that's amazing.
God.
Yeah.
So you're slinking through, and this is working out for you until you're approaching the middling point, which... Echo, you sort of sense as a circle. You can almost see at this point, being so close to it, another like ancient, dried, overgrown fountain.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
As you're approaching.
Just drink out of it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
As you're approaching it, that's when Ezek kind of tugs on your fur, Spadefoot, and he says, I can feel it now. It's a presage. It's when we die too much, we...
Oh, no.
Echo, I really regret saying I wish it wasn't going to be another one of Morgul's things here now. When we die too much, Lunalorians, our memories are smooth. All that's left is instinct, the instinct to keep following our pact, which is to protect the world or protect something. So when they become unable to think anymore, then we send them off to do one task and one task only. Think of it as sort of like programming a glowstone at that point.
Fuck.
If its task is to walk these halls, he kind of looks at the bells. Its task is to make sure no one passes these halls. I'm telling you, you cannot fight this thing. Its flame has been separated, and it will simply come back again and again where we are. Not like me or Murdoch. Or I guess rather like Murdoch. His flame is separated too.
Well, shit.
So we either have to sneak or don't do anything at all.
We have to sneak.
Keep sneaking.
And I guess if the option is hide in the fountain while it wanders by, let's do that.
That's interesting you note that. As you're entering that center spot where the fountain is,
it's Echo, taking a drink from the fountain.
Echo, you can feel like you were cutting through its line and it was going out. You can feel it sort of stop and then just starts making a beeline at the same pace, but a beeline towards the center area where the fountain is.
Okay. She relays that, but she says, we need to move quickly. Like, she says it under her breath, you know, like, we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're going to run from it then, as opposed to hiding here?
Well, I mean, that's our options. It's hide or run.
Yeah. I like that plan. Everybody in agreement?
What do we want to do? Do we want to try to hide or do we want to try to put as much space?
I mean, I honestly kind of want to get a look at it.
I kind of want to hide in the fountain.
I want to see what it looks like.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm with you. Reckless decisions for life are very short. We hide in the fountain. We definitely have to hide in the fountain. We have to hide in the fountain. Okay. It is dried up, so we won't drown.
So we got to make it there before it does.
Yes, which is more likely than skittering away.
Now, we use agility for hiding and stealth as well. So with that in mind of like getting there and also hiding, let's have everybody roll an agility check.
Okay. That's fair. Let's
hopefully this one goes as well.
I got a 19.
Got a fist pump from Madeline. Okay.
I got 10.
Okay.
8.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
The four of you hightail it. Ezek's still on your back. So the three of you hightail it. He's been there the entire time.
I love that.
You all hightail it, and it's coming into the room like a few seconds after you are. And so when you reach the fountain, you have very little time to get down and hide. It seems like it's making a beeline for it. Herbert, you do feel like a tip of your boot just ever so slightly touch, like just breeze against one of these strings. It doesn't even make any sort of noise from the bells. You can just feel it as you're sort of stepping over the fountain. And as you do, this thing comes moving towards where you touched.
Mm-hmm.
It is very much like a Lunalorian in the sense that it is tall and moving with an unmatched grace over the strings, step by step, almost like it's tiptoeing. And the whole time it's moving this stick It's just a simple, like, walking staff.
Hmm.
Up and down over the strings and tapping the floor. And in the gaps between the strings, it's sort of sweeping it left and right, like it's raking a forward itself. And you can see two things of note on its face. The first of which, the lips have been removed. So there's just this consistent grimace of these bright white teeth on white flesh. And then from the tip of its surgery up, there's just a shell of iron covering its head. You can see it's just plates that have been curved onto it. And you all slink down into the fountain and watch it as it sort of meanders its way over to where Herbert was, sort of moves its head back and forth as if it's looking. But Ezek says aloud, we're safe here. It cannot see nor hear. It's feeling vibrations.
Oh.
It has been run smooth. Its mind is nothing. As long as it doesn't feel us, can't see or hear us. And you can see it sort of moving its staff back and around that spot. And the whole time, too, its left arm is sort of gently rubbing against the strings that hold the bell up above.
Oh, very cool.
It seems to stay in that spot for quite a while.
And we stay in the fountain for quite a while.
Yep. Okay.
About 10 minutes later, it makes a sort of chittering noise with its lipless mouth and then meanders down the opposite hallway away from you all, leaving you in peace.
Let's still sit here for a second.
Yeah.
I don't trust that shit for a goddamn minute.
Okay. You sit there for half an hour.
What kind of plants are these?
That's a great, yeah.
Those long, thin, rose-like flowers are here as well. They're sort of a soft pink color. They shoot up like weeds, and then they sort of hover back and forth in the air. Beyond that, thick bundles of ferns, and tall grasses. Nothing too ornate or old.
It's pretty
here.
How long does it look light. Like the... I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. It's very pretty here. It's a lot of bright light.
So normally in fountains, you can see like a line where water is and stuff, and you can sort of tell the age. Is there any... Can I tell any idea of how long this fountain's been dry?
Yeah, dry? Probably a few centuries.
Oh my God.
The sediment is there, but you can see it's a very fine dusting. Even your presence is sort of moving away and obscuring.
That's insane. I wonder how long this poor soul has been wandering the halls.
God. Well, if they're ever living, you know.
Oh, my God. Spadefoot will look over at Echo. Can you tell where it is?
Yeah, I mean, can I?
At this point, oh, yeah, it's still within the hour. At this point, it's found its way to the far wall.
Yeah, she relays that it's about as far away as it's going to get.
I think we should walk then, right?
Yep. Yeah, although I think this time... Perhaps we not be so reckless and I should actually, you know, try and help out here.
Cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to pour some water out of a water skin into my hand and then like kind of rub it between his palms and then like go through and just like wipe water like across your chests. Right. And I'm going to anoint each of you. So you're going to get advantage on your next ability check.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Great.
Yeah. I don't get to do that, but it'll help you guys.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
Well, thank you. That's cool.
Yep. All right. So
onward.
Yep.
Okay.
Echo leading.
Onward and upward. Yep. Well, downward.
Downward and onward and downward.
One more agility check for this last stretch.
All right.
Get out of this little maze. Ooh, man. Remember, you're doing with advantage.
You can roll with advantage.
Thank you. It does not matter.
Oh, my God.
I got a 17.
Yep, I got a 17 as well.
Okay.
Thankfully.
Even with little boy on my back.
I'm going to use a luck. That's better. 16.
No, thank God.
16.
It would have been 12, and I felt like that was a little too low.
Yeah. I think it would have been. But fortunately, you all are able to be quiet and flee afoot and make your way out of this little labyrinth. You're faced with... a large hexagonal stone door. You can see there's a strange esoteric sort of panel of switches, like thrown switches to your left, shattered little bulbs, which you recognize. I think your crew specifically recognizes light bulbs or lamp bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen them a few other times, as some adventurers are wont to do. And you can see, Herbert, the symbol on the door matches that of what you saw on the maps to the core chamber.
Woo!
That's in tonight's episode.
Woo!
thank you so much for coming.
Yeah.
Wow, I can't believe we...
Almost done.
Didn't get munched on.
Almost done.
Yeah. One way or the other.